Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Black Tie Moving is changing, moving in the city of Memphis. How are they doing it? By being professional, by showing up when they say they're going to show up, by staying on budget. That's what they do every single time. I've used them twice. Calkins using them. And he's going to be very happy that he did. They can pack, they can move, they can do it all. Cross town, cross country, they are here for you. Black Tie Moving, 316-6196 is the phone number. Again, that's 316-6196. Tell them Johnny Martin sent you. Black Tie Moving, change and moving the city of Memphis. Bennett Doyle has texted us, Jason, and he says, quote, oh, I have thoughts.
Can't wait.
Can't wait.
Yep. We didn't get a lot. It took a while, as John pointed out.
Yes.
Long-awaited Bennett's statement on the Silverfield hire at Arkansas.
Absolutely. By the way, Hunter Yurecek said today, just now, I think as a matter of fact, that Ryan Silverfield was the first coach he talked to in October, and he was the last coach that he spoke to in November. So there you go. Although, if he wasn't, you wouldn't say that. You wouldn't say, Ryan Silverfield was the fourth coach I talked to. Mm-hmm. You know, like you. So it's all BS, man. It's all a lie. It's all a lie.
Well, he said October. He was in town for the Touchdown Club. He can say that in context, and you know, probably was in town.
Yeah,
the Landers people or money people at Arkansas and Memphis. You know, they probably all got together and they were all chit chatting.
I don't really care what the hell he was doing, to be honest with you. It's of no consequence to me. But I guess there was an introductory press conference today, and that's what he said. So,
Hog fans fired up.
Well, you know, and that's the thing. It's like, it doesn't take much. People can look at, because on Sunday when the hire was announced, they're like, I hate this guy. He sucks. And then by the time you see a couple videos roll out, a couple of, you know, commits flip.
Of course, yeah.
I like this guy. I'm going to give him a chance. I mean, all of y'all are crazy people. You know, like you just, all it took is one, you know, woo pig and you're back in. Which will be the case for the next.
Well, I mean, how many real protesters were there out there?
Oh, that was stupid. Yeah. That was so
like a Lionel Hollins one.
Most folks were going to rally behind him by the time
they rolled. Yeah, no,
like you said, you get the PR hits out there. You show them with Cal, and everybody's ready to get on board.
Right. Just like the next Memphis football coach. In the event that the hire is received tepidly, people will get one video of the guy. I like what I'm hearing.
I like his style.
He sounds like he is no nonsense.
Ball coach.
You know what I mean? It's like, every fan does
gets
this.
Fired up.
The only time we didn't do it was with Tubby.
Oh, boy.
That is when everybody came away from that press conference like, oh, no.
Still
what have we done?
Still talk myself into, though, that, you know, coming from an inexperienced coach, that Tubby would find his way eventually, right? That he was a great enough coach to do that, but was not prepared for the lack of staff and sort of what you got, you know, from the rest of it.
By the way, you talk about presidents invested in hirings. Make no mistake, Rudd was involved with that one.
Rudd was totally involved with
it. Everybody loved Rudd, but he was heavy on the Tubby.
But he will tell you that that was more of a Bowen thing, and he just signed off on it.
Oh, this is why the AD has, it's more the AD of the neck, their neck, than it is the president.
They had a search firm for that one. It was, I don't remember exactly which search firm it was, but who was my guy at Buffalo? What's his name?
Allnut.
Allnut. He was very involved with that one as well.
I remember coming up to Rudd after that press conference and said, "No, what you, we don't, you don't understand is." I'm like, I think I understand.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and that's just, that's what every president, like if you go ask the Arkansas coach or whoever, whatever coach, I mean, or president, they'll tell you, you know, they obviously they have to sign off on it, otherwise it wouldn't happen. And everybody likes to hire at the beginning, you know. You're willing to overlook the concerns and doubts that you have because you've ultimately made the choice to hire.
You're there.
So I don't think anything is really that unique about the initial Tubby response or any coach's response. If you went up to the Shirley Raines when Larry Porter was hired, she would have told you, man, this is, we really like what he brings, his passion for the university, you know, and then, of course, you know, won three games in his time here. It just, it's the way it goes, you know. I know at 92.9, we've been very lucky and very fortunate to have never made a bad hire. Every hire we've made has been a good one.
I think we have made some bad hires, actually.
Well, I'm just saying, like, none of them have been Larry Porter level. You know, everybody's pretty much produced, at least in my time here. I can't speak to what it was beforehand. But
you've been here the whole time.
You know, I think we've done a really good job of identifying up-and-coming talent.
No doubt.
Like George.
He's really good.
Who's gotten us up and running on the technology. No doubt about that.
Awesome.
And, you know, we place people, right? We place people. You know, you come to 929, then you go to Grind City Media or you go elsewhere, you know. I mean, we're really a developmental. You know, that's what 929 has shown. Or you can make it your destination. You know, it's really up to you. Choose your own adventure. But anyway, Ryan Silverfield and company were introduced today in Fayetteville. And I know Memphis fans will be drying their tears, but rest assured that, you know, you're going to get a decision soon, and watch the game tomorrow. Watch the Conference USA Championship game tomorrow would be my advice. That's 6 o'clock. All right, we'll come back. Ben Thoreau is going to join us. We'll talk to him about all of this, his thoughts on the Memphis football search, his thoughts on Tiger basketball, lots more to come. J&J 92.9 FM ESPN. Welcome in, J&J 92.9 FM ESPN. Tiger football spokesperson. Remember when you were doing the stuff with the barbecue tools?
Oh, you're damn right.
And what did Arkansas do? They just pissed all over you.
I almost wore my Tiger costume in here today.
Arkansas really got the last laugh on you, didn't they? Because you were sitting there making those pig noises with those tools, and then they came and hired your coach.
You know, I was a little jealous last night watching that Arkansas-Louisville game. And, I mean, not only the crowd, but I saw Coach Silverfield getting the fans hyped up. Coach Cal on the sidelines beating Louisville. That was just a little jealous there. Mm-hmm. Just a little jealous there watching that one. Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't put yourself through that.
Okay.
To be clear, I wouldn't do that. But
I mean, that used to be us, right?
A long time ago.
I mean, I'm saying, like, those were our peers.
A long time ago.
Like, those were our peers.
They weren't even your peers under Pastner.
No, but they were our peers for a long time.
See, that's the part that, you know, like you and I think are kindred spirits on this. Jason has left us.
Mm.
Jason has completely left us on this. He now says, "Where's my helmet? I'm ready to go into the game, coach."
Mm-hmm.
You know, you and I are still coming at it. We're hardwood guys, right? We came up on those days.
That's right.
But Jason says, "Those days ain't ever coming back."
Mm.
So it's best to let them go.
Mm.
It's sad. Oh. It makes me sad.
I don't think it's over.
Well, it can be back in a new conference. So I'm not saying it's totally done.
Now, that I will agree with.
Yeah, I mean, the new conference thing is...
And you get to a new conference doing what?
Yeah.
With a high football program and showing folks that
right. You
bring value.
Right. I mean, you know, Alabama is like... you know, I was texting you jokingly. You were in that group as well. I was like, LeBaron and Phylon. Jason told me stop because that ain't the day anymore. But, like, they're an example, and I'm not saying that Memphis will whatever be... But they're an example of a university that has prioritized football, yet their basketball program is still really, really freaking good, right? They're Sweet 16, top 10, like they're – and again, it's SEC.
And the money is absolutely flowing to be able to do that.
It is. Yes. I'm not saying that – you know, I'm just saying it is possible to prioritize and still have a good, solid basketball program.
Yeah.
You know, a plan, sure.
Like even Clemson.
But executing it, yeah.
You know, Clemson basketball is still solid. Like, I would take Clemson results. Like, they get to the Sweet 16.
What are Clemson and Alabama spending on their basketball rosters? And you would say, can Memphis do that? And you would say no.
I mean, I've heard Alabama's NIL budget is not as much as others, right, for basketball.
Makes sense. They're a football school.
Exactly. So, but can be done. But you have to have
They also have a good coach.
They do.
Right? And the next coach might not be as good.
They do.
And they might not be as hype about basketball there. You know what I'm saying? But to your point, I mean, I'm with you. You can do both.
Right.
Just I think you're, you know, as far as what you can invest right. in one and the other, I just don't think you can give to both,
yeah.
you know, in a way that, that Power Four programs can. That's the reality.
Okay. We're starting on basketball.
Yeah, who are we starting with?
No, we can start basketball.
Okay.
Because it happened last night and there's really no news on the football search. Mm. We'll get to the football search. But we were texting last night, and this is fundamentally where, you know, and I'm glad you're in here because I do want to, and you work with GP, and I can't believe that he hasn't talked to you about this yet, but like your whole, and I think a lot of people, I'm not just putting on you, but you said it, a lot of people like just win the American, mm-hmm. right? That's the whole philosophy on Memphis basketball, win the American and everything will be fine. But it's not actually enough. When you say win the American, you don't mean, you mean the season or the tournament?
I didn't say that.
You said, no, last night you said something along the lines of this team can win the American. And,
oh, yes. I think that's
right.
like what they can be. Yes,
right,
yes,
right,
yes.
Right.
I still think that that's what they can be. Yes.
Right. But winning yeah. the American regular season does not mean that they will be a tournament team. So that's what I'm saying. Like, that's really not even good enough.
Okay. I think the only pushback I would have on that, I agree with the sentiment. I just think that because of the Memphis brand that, okay, I think, yes, in theory, this is a one-bid league, and whoever wins the regular season has to win the conference tournament to get in the NCAA tournament. I do think it might be a little different for Memphis just because of the brand, and they might get the benefit of the doubt, even though they never get the benefit of the doubt in anything. If they had a good record, if they had quad one wins, if they win the regular season, you know, conference title, I do think that they could get in without winning the conference tournament. That's all I'm saying on that.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
disagree with that. But, again, that comes with, like, you've got to win some of these next four games, right? Like, you have to have the actual wins.
Right.
But I think they could do it. I think they would get the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
Football side.
So first off, congratulations to Coach Silverfield.
That's a good place to start.
Yeah.
Classy as always.
I think that
you guys were close. John tells
I am
me.
A fan.
John
of, I am a fan of Coach Silverfield.
Gotcha.
I don't know.
Thanks
how
for clarifying.
I don't know how close
Thank
we
you for
were,
clarifying.
But I am a fan of his and grateful for everything he did here. It did not end well, obviously, ending on a 3-game losing streak. Although I wonder, like, you know, how much are you in, like, at the last couple weeks there? I don't know. But I guess I can agree with the sentiment that it worked out okay for both parties because the fan base was getting sick of not competing for conference championships. But you're not, if he's staying here, like, you're not moving on. Like, they weren't going to fire Ryan Silverfield. I don't care what anyone says. I do not believe that. He was running a good program that won games, not getting conference championships, but winning right now in football is super important for the University of Memphis. And that's like where I stand with going forward is whoever they bring in here, the most important thing right now is staying on that winning level. Like, we do not have time to wait for a coach to, like, get his guys in here and get this thing rolling again. Like, it can't be like that. It's got to at least stay at the level that Ryan had it at. It's got to, because what happens if conference realignment comes back around and you suck in the American Conference? I know that, like, wins and losses may not matter as much when it comes to, like, your choices for a school that you're going to bring into your conference, but it matters some. It matters some. You've got to be a winning program, right?
Most definitely.
Yeah. So I think that's important, and it's why I would want whoever they bring in here to be a guy with head coaching experience.
Yeah.
That's – so, you know, the candidates' names that I've heard thrown out there, you know, like Charles Huff, like Mack at Kennesaw State, like, I don't think Dan Mullen's happening, but that's those names getting thrown out. I'm like, okay, those are head coaches that win. So I like all those ideas.
Yeah, and I think the question is just, like, you know, Jerry Mack's sample size of winning is less extensive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you were ranking the three, right?
But if he won a conference championship this weekend, then everybody's like, oh, hey.
Well, let me just – I don't care whether he wins.
Fair enough. I'm just saying, like –
because he took a team that was didn't even exist in 2017 to a conference championship game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he's obviously evaluated – he's obviously, you know, he's good evaluated. He's got talent down there. You know, we're still working on Jason. We're going to have him tuned in tomorrow.
Yeah.
Watch party at Jason's house.
Okay.
They are favored tomorrow, though.
They are
That's
favored.
That's the other point of that.
Who are they playing?
They're playing Jacksonville State, who Motley whopped them. I think that may be part of it early in the year. It's like a revenge spot. Like, you know, it's maximum effort type of thing. And I don't think it really matters that he's in talks or favored to be the Memphis coach, because I think everybody on that team knows that he's taking us with him.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to make sure we play very well, because if we don't, you know, so I think you will very much get Kennesaw's best effort. This has been your Kennesaw State football report.
Okay.
But yeah, I think I wrote this yesterday. You know, I don't care if his name is Bennett Hampton Doyle.
Mm.
If he's bringing players with him, right, that can contribute day one, that's the, and a head coach, a sitting, standing, however you want to, a current head coach has the best chance to do that.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think
we know, by the way, is A.J. Hill still, he's still here, right?
For now.
Yeah. Well, I know Maiden went in the transfer portal. Okay.
I didn't know. I would expect A.J. Hill to enter as well. I mean, it makes sense.
Well, Maiden had the caveat yesterday that
he could
He could come back, yeah.
But if you don't enter, you're stuck, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we always say this, like, you enter the portal for maximum leverage.
Yeah.
You know, you can't, you know, if you just say, I'm 10 toes down, well, I don't have any reason to increase your NIL. Matter of fact, I'm going to take some away.
Mm-hmm.
What you going to do? What you going to do about it?
Yeah.
Were you conceived in the Hamptons?
I was not. No, that is
very regal middle name.
I believe it was my grandmother's maiden name. I believe it was my Bennett Hampton Doyle. Yes. I believe it was my grandmother's maiden name. That's correct. Yes.
It is regal. And I'm glad you went there.
It's very
regal. People told me it sounds like a law firm.
Yeah, I mean, it does.
It's like Ben Jarvis Green Ellis.
With that being said, you know, do you when I see you, do you look like someone whose middle name is Hampton? No, you do not. You don't look like that.
It's the uniqueness.
You know?
Yeah.
Because the beard is, it's very like Grateful Dead-ish.
Oh, thanks. That's what
I mean,
I'm going for.
I don't mean that in a
negative
way. But I mean,
I take that as a compliment.
No, you have a brand. You rock that brand.
Thank
but
you.
It's not the Hampton Doyle brand. You know what I mean?
Yeah, fair enough.
Bennett, I'd now like you to comment on John's decision to go without the mustache but with the beard.
I wasn't going to say anything. It did take me by surprise when I sat down.
It will grow back.
It was
getting to be a little onerous, to be honest with you. So
I like it. I like it. It's going to take some getting used to, but I like it. Yeah.
It is a choice.
It kind of fits your brand. You talk about my brand. I think this look fits your brand. Yes.
I was going to say, I've been just as distracted as he is by your beard.
I'm not distracted
with
by
what's going on over
there. I'm not distracted by the beard. It's just part of him.
But like going back, you know, to the, like, I do think Ed Scott's going to make a good hire. And I think that he's probably known what he's probably had his list all season, because even coming into the season, you knew that Ryan Silverfield was, if they were going to do what people thought they were going to do coming into the season, that he was going to be a hot commodity. So, yeah, I'm sure he's had his list for a while. I'm sure he's had an idea of who it might be for a while. So, I trust him to make the right choice.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, Memphis, and this is an important point to make here. You know, I don't think we need to be focused on people's personal appearances.
Mm.
I think the important point to make here is that Memphis has not hired a sitting head coach since Rex Dockery in 1983, right? And so I think the reason why I'm saying that is because they wouldn't even think about being able to hire a sitting head coach in previous. Maybe they could have done it after Fuente, possibly, but I still don't think people believed it. They were probably like, you know, that was a fluke, right? That was just a coach and a quarterback, and it's not something that you can duplicate. Well, now,
I mean, it's not a deal breaker for me.
Well, it's not a deal breaker for me either. I can talk myself into pretty much anything, but I think for the best chance of immediate success, which I am big on immediate success at a place like Memphis, especially given the deadline of 2030 that Jason has imposed upon us.
Yeah, I mean, I think you've got to, in year one, at least be in the mix for a potential bid to a conference championship game, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like,
with
bowl
all these
eligible
coaches,
goes
with all
without
these coaches
saying.
Yeah. Having cleared out in the American?
Dude, yeah.
That's the other
yeah. It's open. Right. Yep. It's open. The league is open. So
yeah, and I think that's another reason why it's like if you get I'm just gonna let's just walk through the scenario. Jerry Mack hired at Memphis, mm-hmm. right? Brings in Amari Odom, 6'4", 205, one of three FBS quarterbacks this year to throw for 350 yards.
Damn, he really has been doing his research.
Account for 6 touchdowns in one game, one of three. The other one, and there's two other ones, but one of the other two mm-hmm. is Diego Pavia. Right,
familiar with his work.
So we're on that's the kind of category we're talking about. The kind of company.
All right,
you hire that guy. He brings that guy. You're the favorite.
Well, yeah, and I did read your story about like you want to hire the guy that's bringing the players, right?
100%.
Like a talent is. We know talent wins in this league,
yes.
right? Like, yeah.
I don't want you to have to go out and assemble a class. I want you to just bring that bitch. To be honest, like,
yeah.
That's what I want you to do.
Yeah.
So and that to me, I mean, it's old school, right? Keelan Lawson was like, "You hire me, you get my son."
Yeah, yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You hire me, you get my team. You like my team? It just won the Conference USA. We were picked last.
Mm-hmm.
We were picked last in this league, and we won the damn thing.
Yeah,
that's compelling.
Yeah.
That's compelling.
My all-time favorite clip of all time.
That may not be
Coach Lawson.
You know, when you're an administrator, you got other things to think about, right? Like, it can't just be, oh, are you going to be good next year?
Mm-hmm.
I need to believe you can do it the year after that and the year after that. But honestly, with Memphis, if you knock it out of the park, you're going to get hired anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, you go if Jerry Mack or whoever comes in here and wins 10 games and wins the American and goes to the playoff in his first year, what are the odds he's back for the second?
Yeah.
Probably gone.
Yeah.
I mean, we've never seen that happen here at Memphis.
No.
But I assume that's the way it would go. I mean, Arkansas just hired a coach that never even got there.
Man, that's the, not to go back to basketball again, but that's like the one thing that we're in this weird time right now where these guys are leaving our basketball program. Like, they've never left before, right? Like, this is the first time in the history, and it's just because of, like, how it is now with NIL and these power conferences, right? Like, you just never had to worry about that before at Memphis, losing guys to bigger leagues, and it's obviously happening now with, like, we saw with PJ. And so, can I say one more thing about the basketball?
Yeah,
Memphis basketball, just real quick.
Do we need to take a break?
Oh, that's good.
Bennett has another statement to make about Memphis basketball. He claims it is the last one. We will see when we get back. J&J, 90 FM, ESPN. Bennett Doyle is here with us on a Thursday, as always. We're talking about Memphis football, Memphis basketball. Obviously, I would expect the Memphis football search. There's just no way that this thing is going through the weekend. I just refuse to believe that.
I agree.
I mean, you don't need that long.
No.
It's not the president. I mean, the presidential election takes a day.
It's an important hire, though, John.
It is. That's why, yes, every hire Memphis ever has to make in its revenue sports is extremely important. And this one, yes, with the timing, you know, and the resources, and while you still have college football playoff access, you could have it for a long time. It could never go away, but we don't know that. And you have it right now. So you need to take advantage of that. There is no doubt about that. But you said you had one more thought on Memphis basketball.
Oh, all I was going to, first off, Brad, how dare you try to put us in Elmerone Fieldhouse? That is,
right.
that is
not alone.
That is wrong.
Not alone.
He's not alone.
And let's just shut down the program if that ever happens.
Well, it's not about the program necessarily. It's more about when you watch it on TV and the TV product and the environment. You don't want to play you want to play for 300 at Newbies, not FedEx Forum.
I do hope they get a big, regardless of what the crowd looks like on Saturday, I do hope that, because obviously, like, it's a big weekend downtown. You got two Grizzlies games. You got the marathon. You got the Tigers playing a big opponent. It's on national TV. I hope they get a big crowd this Saturday. Even if they don't, I do think a win over a Baylor team that you could beat at home. They're not some world beater. They're a team that's had a lot of success over the years. This ain't the national championship Baylor team.
Right.
If you could get that win on national TV, the games following a football game, like, I think that goes a long way. I think that goes a long way with the fan base thinking, okay, maybe they turn the corner here and they're actually going to be, you know, a competitive team this year. So I want to say that. But the other thing that I wanted to say, and man, y'all know me for a long time. And like, whether it's the Grizzlies, whether it's the Tigers, like, I root for all the guys. Like, I want all the guys to be successful. I'm always rooting for my teams and the players on the teams. Bro, this Aaron Bradshaw thing, like, come on, man. Come on. Like, dude, this is ridiculous.
You're drawing a line here.
Well,
even you, who loves them all, you're drawing a line.
Because the thing is, man, is you, first off, you're getting paid a ton of money, dude. You're getting paid a ton of money. Like, do you just not want to be here? Like, I don't understand.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, so why are you here?
He was like, supposed to be in the NBA.
Yeah, I just that sucks. Like, as a fan of that team, like, to know that there's a player on that team that's supposed to be one of the star players that just apparently doesn't really care that much.
Right.
That sucks. Well, like, I hate that.
That was a bad purchase.
I hope he. I don't know if he'll get it together, but like, coming into the season, like, it was just like, I mean, I probably was hearing some of the same things y'all were hearing coming into the season, and it's like, man, like.
I was hopeful.
You're getting paid you're getting paid more than most of your teammates. Like, come on, dude.
I was hopeful that because it was his last stop, and he understood that.
That's
that,
it.
That, you know,
think about the money you're costing yourself.
Yeah,
this was a potential lottery pick at one point. I don't know. That was just so frustrating to see that come out after the game last night.
He will trick a team in Europe, you know.
Yeah,
to pay him, but
and to go from what Dane Danger gave you last year to this.
I mean, honestly,
and knowing you couldn't get that Danger waiver like they should have gotten.
Dude, Musa and Dane.
Are you kidding me? I would rather have Musa in a heartbeat. Musa's an NBA player.
I mean, honestly, compared to this front court, Musa and Dane looks like Tim Duncan and David Robinson. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, that actually, Dane was dominant at the end of the year. Like, I know
I can't believe they didn't get that waiver. That's such BS by the NCAA.
We talked about PJ Haggerty a lot, and we should have, but like they were really depending on Dane at the end of that year because he was like just a different dude. Yeah. And it hurts because now, like, you literally have no front court.
No, there's nothing you can do. You got to just hope that it works out with him.
Mr. Chuck on Twitter said, give all the NIL to Simon Majak. And I did revoke his NIL distributing, you know, privileges. Mm-hmm. But that's the point, is that when Simon Majak is the best option you have in the front court, it's a bad situation.
I'm encouraged about his future, though.
No, I mean,
for sure.
You know, but it's like Matt Painter said. Matt Painter was on he was doing a post-game press conference, and he was like, listen, freshmen, great. Play them. They look great. Then somebody else comes and gets them, and it's like, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's like, he's like, you know, unless they stay in your program and you develop them, and they, you know, which is not happening anymore, not just at Memphis, but anywhere, you know?
Yeah.
That's the problem with playing freshmen. It's like, you're probably going to have to, they're gonna be teething, you know, like little babies, and then they're gonna if they in the off chance they do thrive, and even if they don't have to thrive, there just has to be a little glimpse. Then a Power Four team is gonna say, hey, here's 500 to sit on my bench. And that's the and maybe the price is stabilized and it's not quite that crazy, but you know, it's a hard existence when you're not in a power league.
Mm-hmm.
Even the Avs telling him, even the A-10. They don't have football,
right?
So they can spend more.
That's right.
They're on pace with you, maybe even exceeding you now because they don't have football. You know, and again, we know that football is super important at Memphis. And if you want to be in a different league, you're going to have to. I don't know what they're going to have to do. Honestly, we keep saying that they've been good in football. They haven't been as good, I guess, but they've been good. You know, and maybe a playoff appearance will be the thing to get some over, but. I don't know. It's a tough existence. It's tough to look down there and see the crowds. It's tough, you know, as somebody, you know, I mean, you and I are basically the same age.
Yeah, they can get it back, though. They can get it back. I know that.
If nothing changes, if conference affiliation doesn't change, I don't think they can get it. Well, what makes you think they can get it back?
Well, and it's too late now. Well, it's not too late. They got four huge games in a row coming up. If they were to go 2-2, I think people would be fired up.
You think they'd be fired up?
Because you would have two quad one wins, likely.
I don't think
one's
fired
at
up.
Mississippi State, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's not a quad one, but
I don't think they'd be fired up.
Man, if you win this weekend on national, it's the spot that they're in.
It's an unranked Baylor team.
But it's on national TV. It's on CBS, man.
I mean, I just think the bar to get people fired up at Memphis is so high now because it's been 8 years with Penny. It was 2 years of Tubby. It was the last 2 years of Josh. I mean, it's been 16 years since they saw a second weekend.
I agree with the conference thing. And I heard before I got in here, I heard you guys talking about it. And the thing is, like, that it also brings, not only do you get an interesting opponent every game in conference play, you also, because of where you're located, likely get opposing fans coming here. Like, it's
for sure.
It's cheap here. It helps. Centrally located. You can fly in here easily. Like, and those are fan bases that care. So they're going to come see their team. And so I think that that's something that you could really benefit from, too, being in a different league. But I agree, man. Like, trying to talk yourself into, you know, it's us in Tulsa. Like, that is, and no disrespect, but I mean, if that's where we're at, where it's like, well, we got to beat Tulsa this year. That's our rivalry in the conference.
Come on,
that's
bro.
Clearly, like, this I league
think
is not, just.
That's another thing that's hurting Memphis. Is that
it's the worst
just,
the league's ever been in basketball.
There's literally no annual opponent
close.
That you're looking forward to. There used to be Cincinnati. There used to be Houston.
Right.
There used to be, like, something every year.
Yeah.
Two games at least. Now it's just a complete, like,
oh,
we're in Baghdad and we have to avoid these IEDs or else our season is over.
Right. Football, I don't think it matters as much. I think this league has kind of proven itself to be the competitive non-Power 5 league, and you know, it'll rotate with who it's going to be every year potentially. Memphis needs to be in that mix. Football doesn't matter as much. Basketball,
for sure,
it's just so brutal right now. And if you go look at like some of the scores from those teams this season and just like who their opponents, it's brutal, man.
Brutal.
Brutal. Totally brutal. Brutal.
Absolutely. Bennett Doyle, not brutal. Great guy, great man, great father, husband.
Thank you, brother.
Joins us every single Thursday here on the show.
Big weekend in downtown Memphis. Grizzlies game tomorrow night. Tigers got a big game Saturday. Right. St. Jude Marathon. Grizzlies game on Sunday. It's family day. Tomorrow night they're giving away the Isaac Hayes sunglasses. On Sunday I think they're giving away the scarf. So big weekend downtown. Come see the teams.
Thank you, brother. 888-HOOP is the phone number.
Sunglasses are sharp.
Very sharp. We'll come back, wrap this up. J&J, 99 FM, ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
The Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency. Hey, if you are going to put your home on the market, you know, you may have heard that the market is interesting. Times are interesting. Live Love Group's seen it all. Highs, lows, in between. They know how to make you the most money for your home. I assume you want to do that when you put the home on the market. So reach out, soldtolivelovememphis.com.
901-625-5200 is that number. Leaders, get a hold of Jennifer Carstensen and get that home sold for a top dollar. She'll help you on the buying side as well, like she did for me back in 2018. They are some wonderful folks. Get to know them. It's the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
All right, we're back. J&J, 99 FM, ESPN, and that's going to also do it, you know. Grand opening, grand closing. Thanks to Bennett Doyle for joining us on the show today. Thanks to Drew Hill for joining us on the show today. Don't expect to come in here tomorrow with coaching news, but you never, never know. One thing you say you can't say about Ed Scott is that he's predictable. He is unpredictable. You never know. Jeffrey and Company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.